Have we forgotten how to do this? Sorry, my tits are starting to sag.
I think we did forget how to do this.
Was that a fart? What was that?
I would like, if I may, to take you on a
festive
journey.
It's alive! It's alive!
What's your favorite scary movie?
We all go a little mad sometimes.
Oh, no, not the pig! Not the pig!
This is my boomstick!
Thanks for tuning in to Taki Horror's Christmas Horror Special. Now here are your horror hosts. Wow, that's a lot of horrors.
Welcome back, creatures.
Hi, I'm Pina Palmer.
And I'm Grim Grinning Gabby.
And wow, it's been a minute.
Just a bit.
It's been 84 years.
Did you guys like our new Christmas intro for the Horror Holiday Special? It was great, huh?
I loved it.
I love it, too. Josh Solomon is the one who does our music, and he is an incredible little gremlin.
Gremlins, huh?
That lives in Florida, and he literally whipped that up in one day.
Yeah, go follow him.
He's awesome. Go follow him at Josh Solomon something, something, something.
Something. We'll put it some. She'll put it somewhere.
I don't remember at all. Sorry, Josh.
Close enough.
But welcome back, you guys. We know it's been a very long time since we've been on our podcast. Why, you ask? Well, for multiple reasons. Some being
life, work,
relationships.
Pathetic.
We weren't going to actually start up our podcast again until 2022, probably around January. But I don't know. Somebody just made a comment that's like, you guys going to do a Christmas thing? And I was like, maybe.
And she's like, Gabby, you wanna? I said, yeah, I'll be over after work.
Yeah.
Wow. Great story.
And what are we doing today, Gabby?
We're going to talk about a nice classic, slasher classic, Silent Night, Deadly Night, 1984.
Now try and survive Christmas. Silent Night, Deadly Night.
Sarah said, what movie should we watch? And I said, first, I said A Christmas Horror Story, and then I said, wait, let's take it back.
Where? Back to the future.
Let's do Silent Night, Deadly Night. Watch it.
And I've never seen it before until just a couple hours ago. I'm really doing my research.
Really was.
Always been a procrastinator in school, so.
I was at work.
Seems fitting.
I'm an idiot!
Yeah, the slasher season. Scooby-Doo. Ramp-a-dump. Da 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 da! Hey,
look at my boobs.
Gonna slash and kill somebody. Boop boop.
It's joyful and triumphant.
So, how should we do this, Gabby?
Well, let's just start. Let's just start from the beginning. And the synopsis is: an orphan watched his parents be murdered by Santa, not the real one, but you know,
a guy dressed up as Santa.
Yeah. A drunken, crazy, as most of them are. And then him and his little baby brother go to the orphanage. And every time at Christmas time, he goes like, something crazy. And then he grows up.
And wreaks havoc. Basically has a snapping moment. Anything that triggers him is basically Santa Claus. He's pretty normal until the Christmas time like comes around. And he sees that jolly old Saint Nick and it just makes him pissed.
Punish.
But the funny thing about this movie is classic slasher, classic 1980s is there is an unnecessary, overwhelming abundance of just nudity and boobs
everywhere
and sex scenes that I felt was a bit
much.
Yeah. The beginning scene was kind of brutal.
It was. It absolutely was.
It kind of makes you kind of go,
why is this a thing?
Something that's unholy and evil.
I don't know. I felt weird. And usually B slasher films, I'm kind of always laughing at. But for some reason, when the mom was getting killed, I was like, I don't know.
Like this.
It deals with serious stuff. And
there's definitely, as nowadays we call them, trigger warnings in that movie, for sure.
Trigger warning. Fuck
you. And now, back to the story.
It starts off very nice.
Yeah.
Families going around and they're talking about Santa Claus. Are the songs in this film made up?
What is this song?
I don't know. I have to look that up because I'm obsessed. Okay, wait, before we get to the one I'm obsessed with, we're bouncing all over because it's such a dup movie. Dup. they go, the kid with his parents go visit Grandpa, who's a mute. Right? Okay.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, it's a weird moment. Like, literally, they go to visit Grandpa on Christmas, and he hasn't talked, and he's, like, in a psych ward. And they just leave their freaking kid with him. They're like, we're gonna go talk over here, but have fun with Grandpa, as he's staring into the abyss. And it's just such a weird scene, and then once they walk out, all of a sudden he comes to and has some vendetta against Santa. They never explain why, no, though. Why the grandpa is like, Santa's gonna get you if you're naughty.
Ain't done nothing naughty.
If you're a bad kid, he's gonna kill you. And he's like, have a nice day. And then the parents walk back in and he's all,
like, have fun with Grandpa Billy.
Billy's just sweating. Sweating bullets.
In his little sweater cardigan thing.
So ever since that moment, Billy's back in the car, and he's like, I don't want Santa to come.
I don't want you, Mom. Fuck you.
They see the Santa that previously just, was it, did he shot? Did he rob? What did he do?
Well, they cut to a scene at, like, a quickie mark.
Mm-hmm.
There we go again.
That's all, folks.
We cut to a scene at, like, a 7-Eleven or something like that, and there is this guy dressed as Santa Claus. And he goes and robs this poor guy, and he shoots him for $34. Yeah, $34. That's all. And he kills the guy, and he gets back in his cool car and drives off. And then we cut back to the family, and then they see a broken down car on the side of the road.
Oh, okay.
Hence, it's Santa Claus. Who doesn't stop for Santa Claus?
My family.
Keep driving, Janet.
We trust
keep going.
Nothing.
But the poor white family pulls over and says, what's wrong, Santa? And the kid, of course, in the back seat is freaking out because he just heard terrible stories that Santa's going to kill him by his mute grandpa.
He punishes.
And
oh, and don't forget when he's like, well, Grandpa told me. And they're like, do you think it's true?
Well, it's nothing but a crazy old fool.
Well, there's no reason not to believe Billy, but then you still stop. Could have prevented this.
Fuck Billy. Of course, Santa kills the family. But in the... Okay, hold on. Can we just talk about the dad's death? Now, we know Santa definitely killed the mother.
Yes.
However, he pulls out a gun on them and they drive back. And I don't know if you noticed, but their car just kind of goes into like a ditch a little bit. But it's not a big ditch. It's nothing that would kill anybody. I was like, oh, they just kind of got stuck. And then the dad just kind of comes crawling out dead. And I went, oh, no, he's dead. Like, his death was just... I don't know.
They're like, quick and kill him. We gotta make it brutal for the mom.
I am a lackluster husband.
It wasn't good enough of an accident to kill anybody, I don't think.
No.
And, yeah. And so the mom's left, and Santa goes and grabs her. Billy runs out of the car across the street.
But like a little kid run, not even a sprint. He's like, ugh, mommy, puppy.
Run, big puppy, run!
And watches his mom's death and sees Santa rip open her top because 80s slasher movies, must see. And watch his mom get brutally murdered.
Yes.
By Santa Claus. And so
Santa, doesn't he go in the middle of the street and he's like, kid.
Yeah, he has like a weird conniption.
Hey, you little bastard.
That's what happens when you only get $34.
But then we fast forward, what, 5 years?
I think so.
It's like 5 years and
they're in the
orphanage.
With angry nuns. I'm just going to say this. The main villain wasn't Billy. It was Mother Superior.
All of a sudden, little Billy's in the orphanage, and you hear very interesting noises coming down the hallway in a certain room. And Billy slowly walks down the hallway and becomes a little peeping Billy. And he looks through the door, and it's this very romantic, glowy, for some reason, glowy.
They put, like, the RuPaul Drag Race film on season one of RuPaul Drag Race film. Just
a little
on
Vaseline on the camera. And it's glowy and sweaty, and it's this couple just doing it butt naked. Shot again. Second tit we've seen in this movie already.
Zoom into it.
Yeah, and the guy's squeezing it as if he's milking it. It's very, very disturbing. It goes on for way too long.
You didn't need that long. We get it.
I have nipples, Greg. Could you milk me?
And Billy's watching this, and it's kind of triggering him because it's he sees a boob. He hasn't seen a boob since his mother's death. Merry Christmas.
Gross.
And it's like triggering him, but he can't stop looking at it. So I think at this point now, Billy is starting to associate sex with violence, which is all
naughty.
Lovely, naughty, naughty
Very
things.
Naughty.
And then mother, old bitch superior comes down the hallway and goes, "What you doing?" And then she opens up the door and she's all naughty. And she grabs a belt and starts whacking these two
naked
teenagers. Who they are, I don't know. They never, never explain who these people are. She just whipped the shit out of them.
Devil!
And then she goes back outside and she goes to Billy and she goes, "Billy, did you see anything, Billy?" And he's all, "No, ma'am.
I don't know what they were doing."
And he's all, "Bullshit," and then whips the shit out of Billy.
Yeah. I think even if Billy was innocent, she'd still be like, "I have to hit you."
She just hates Billy.
"I have to hit you. William, it's time for your beating."
Very naughty.
Doesn't she tie him to a bed? It's been a while since
Yes. Yes. It's fresh in my mind today. Thank you. So, yes, after she beats the shit out of Billy, she ties him to a bed like so. It
Again,
seemed a bit
villain.
Much. Yeah.
Villain.
Billy's in a bunk bed.
Oh, that's
so
right.
There's a kid up on top just kind of watching him, and then it goes, "Get your butt back out." She shoves him. But so he's tied now to the bed, and we have another flash forward.
Yeah.
10 years.
Flash forward.
Yes, and now he's 18. And it's the nice nun that's trying to get him a job.
Right.
I remember this scene because I thought it was hilarious how they present him. And he's like, "Ma'am, I said a boy can't work here. We need a man. A man to lift boxes in the stockroom." Again, very 80s. Very 80s. "Oh, okay, I understand. Oh, Billy." And then it's just like from the feet.
Don't bat up.
And we're like, "Damn,
Billy." Yeah, this slow
Billy.
Pan up, they're revealing this 18-year-old now, Billy. And ladies and gentlemen, I think everybody in the room at one point was like, "Wow.
Okay."
This is a handsome... Whoever actor this was, this unknown actor, he's a good-looking kid.
Yeah.
But that's weird also because the owner was like, "I need a man." And he like slowly looks at him and goes, "Well, now."
Right?
Like, I didn't even think about that. He was turned on by Billy, too.
Like, everybody was.
Everybody.
Everyone loves
he's
Billy.
He's a handsome fucking guy.
And, yes.
And so he hires him right on the spot to be a box boy.
Yeah, and then Billy lives a good life for a bit because it's not Christmas time. Remember,
no.
He's only triggered at Christmas time, so they're like, "Billy's the best."
He's working 9 to 5, looking good in those tight 80s jeans. He's flirting around with like a girl that also works there too. Everybody seems to like Billy. He's doing great with the kids and great with the place. And then all of a sudden, the unthinkable happens.
Christmas.
Christmas.
But before we get there, we're getting to Christmas. Let's just talk about the song that was happening during that time. It was something about like, I remember it's like, love is on the other side of the door. Warmth is on the other side of the
door. Yeah.
It's a very like, this should have been in a sitcom. It's not like this song doesn't match this montage.
Well, it doesn't match this movie.
That too.
It's like this really serious, weird, sexual Santa Claus
love
horror film. And then all of a sudden it turns into like Full House.
Yeah.
You're just like,
where your family friends are on the other side of the door. I don't know. Something.
Yeah, it's like those sitcoms where they like turn around and they're like.
Like,
you know,
just imagine.
Hanging up things.
Exactly. Billy's putting up a box. Someone he goes to open the door and like the girl pops out and they're like, "Oh, on the
right?
warm side of the door."
It didn't
so make
bad.
Sense.
And it's probably my favorite part because you
time of death 6:20.
Just like
it's so stupid.
Like they're trying to make you forget that there was like sexual assault. A lot of boobies and a lot of beating that just happened.
Yeah.
Like, Billy's fine now. We have
deranged
a nice,
nuns.
We have a nice, warm song.
Very naughty.
Like, you think Billy's just, he's going to make it.
Yeah.
Everything's fine.
Yeah.
And then.
Christmas.
I totally forgot about this part. There's also this other coworker that works there. I forget his name.
The short little guy?
The short guy.
Andy, because Andy's a dick.
Andy. And he, the way he approaches Billy, he goes, "Hey, I don't like your attitude." He's like the one with the attitude.
But all of a sudden, you got this fucking attitude problem.
And he's like, "You've just been acting funny around here, see?"
Right, he's the only one with the weird tone. Like,
yeah, it's like,
where are you? Where are we taking
Pesci,
place?
Joe Pesci, but like, young. It's a little bit odd. He kind of comes at him. I think it's because he's jealous.
Yeah,
because
he's not tall.
I would be.
Oh, is that so wise ass?
That's Hercules, and you're Phil.
Two thumbs way, way up.
It's a very good way to put it. That's a very good way to put it. You've been acting funny around here. And now we cut to Christmas Day.
They need a Santa.
They dress him up as Santa because Santa, the other Santa that was there, got like, what, sick or something?
Try not to scare the little bastards.
Oh, no. He wasn't there, so they needed one.
So they need a Santa to fill out the suit, and that is definitely not the short Guido guy, so it looks like it's going to be Billy.
Fucking attitude.
Santa.
You're an elf.
An elf. Yes.
And they put him in Santa, and his kids are lined up, and he's has this one kid on his lap.
Little girl.
It's the most awkward scene you can imagine, where she's like struggling. She's like,
No, Santa.
And he's like, stay still, damn it.
Do you have any idea what you're doing? You're being naughty.
Something can't about like, naughty, I'm Santa and I'll punish you if you're naughty. And like,
I punish them severely.
What the fuck?
It's so
there's
weird.
Like, it's weird because like, you're like,
uncomfortable.
But the parents are watching kind of just far enough where they can't hear him. Mm-hmm. So they're all like this.
Because it looks
great.
Like, it looks like he's just bouncing.
He sure knows how to handle kids. He's great, isn't he?
Anyway, he's doing great with kids.
Excellent.
It's all going swimmingly. Now he's kind of mentally breaking down at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And the night is done, and they're wrapping up, and they're like, "Where it's closing time, let's bring out the drinks."
This quote I remember because sometimes in my head I think about it when I'm leaving work, and it's. It's 7 o'clock. Let's get shit-faced.
Time to get shit-faced.
Nobody else has a family, apparently, that works at this place.
It's just these co-workers, and what, there's like five of them, including Billy?
Yes, there is the
two
owner,
guys, two girls.
A woman that is a little bit older, the young spring chicken that likes Billy.
Andy,
and then Billy.
Yeah,
is
so
all
there's
here.
Just five of them being like, party!
It is weird.
Great party.
And Billy, mind you, is still in a Santa Claus suit.
Yeah, and just staring catatonic.
And they're like, "Here, Billy, have a fucking drink.
Stick with me, kids."
And then we get to Billy's first killings, right?
He's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Yes. And what triggers it is his crush, the girl that he's been fantasizing about, is actually taken away by Andy. Andy's had his eyes on her, too. And during this time, a telephone does ring, though, and it's the young nun from the orphanage, and she goes, "Can I speak to Billy?" And he's like, Billy doesn't work here anymore. He's ho-ho-hoing. He's Santa Claus. And she's like, and she knows, because she knows
she's the good
drama.
Nun.
And she's like, "Oh, no." And that's the last we hear about that. But Andy takes away, I forget her name. I'm just going to call her Shelley.
Yeah. And that's usually what we do with the 80s names.
Okay, Shelley.
And Shelly, and he takes her back, and he's making out with her. Mm-hmm. And she's condoning it at this point.
Right.
And Billy is watching this from afar and getting angry. While the other two are just getting shwasted and singing a very awkward song.
Just
sure
them
if it's
two?
Just them two?
Yeah, it's their own made-up getting drunk. Again, another like, we can't use that actual Christmas song. We'll get in trouble.
So just make it up.
Go for it.
Merry
Dick the
Christmas
Halls.
Snow. Billy, being a peeping Tom Billy, watches Andy bring Tits McGee Shelley back to the place. And she looks at him and she goes, "Andy, you said that you had a gift for me." And he goes, "Well, I can't give you the gift out there."
It's only 3 inches.
That's what I said.
Okay, it's not regulation size, but it'll do.
And Billy sneakily walks in, and he's watching them. And surprisingly, Shelley is not having it. and Andy's getting a little handsy.
And again, trigger warning.
Trigger warning.
They did it again. You're like, wow. I have a question.
Yes, question.
How poorly made were the short shirts in the 80s? Because they just, one little...
You won the shirt off my back.
Everything. They were really thin, I could tell you that.
Okay.
Fucking attitude.
Yes, yeah, so, yeah, so she's like, no.
He's forcing himself upon her, which triggers Billy, and Billy thinks of his mom, and then thinks of the girl he likes, which is kind of weird, but, and he grabs, what does he grab at this point? Oh, he chokes him.
Nice.
Yeah, because his name is the necklace.
The lights.
Yeah, yeah.
He grabs Christmas lights, 'tis the season, and hangs them up with such strength.
He becomes Michael Myers.
Basically.
In that moment, the writer went, I got it. Michael Myers, Santa. Write it.
It's perfect.
Brilliant.
Billy just saved her.
Okay, I'm glad we're going to talk about this.
Right? Okay, here's the weird moment. If you are about to be sexually harassed and you are not having it.
Right.
No means no.
And some guy that you've been flirting with comes in, dressed as Santa, saves your life. Now, mind you, he might have killed the guy. Didn't need to kill him. No.
No. However,
the gesture was nice.
It was.
So she didn't act the way that we thought she would.
No.
Well, since she was doing the naughty of what naughty. The nuns like to call it back at the orphanage.
Very naughty.
The naughty thing. What they were doing was naughty.
Punishment is necessary, Pamela.
He takes, I think it's a razor.
Yeah. It's like a box cutter.
Mm-hmm. And stabs her.
And then goes, and she's like, oh, Billy. Well, if you just said thank you.
Billy!
She's dead now.
She's dead.
And now he's on this insane rampage of killing.
Before I kill again!
And I guess who's next? Well,
yeah.
Yeah, because he walks in. He's like, I heard a noise.
Typical trope of like, hello? Is anybody back here?
Billy!
Right. And gets slashed right in the head. And now the only person that is left in this building is the older woman.
Oh, Mr. Sam!
Shut the hell up, bitch.
And the lights go off.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh.
I don't remember her death. I just know she died.
Oh.
She's dead!
Who's there? Does that typical things?
God, I love it.
Billy?
The Magnifique.
Tits McGee? Shelly?
Andy?
Fucking attitude.
Mr. Sam!
She's walking around, and she notices Billy, and Billy is coming at her with the axe. She gives a good final girl run, I'm not gonna lie. She's going. She's booking. But what gets her at the end is she goes to the doors, and the doors are locked. Blast those doors.
Oh.
Actually, she manages to get his axe.
Yes, ma'am.
And right before she's about to hit the window with the axe, he's all, hey! And she turns around, like an idiot.
I'm an idiot!
And for some reason, he has a bow and arrow.
Oh,
it's a toy shop. Where did he get a bow and arrow?
Because in the 80s, they sold bow and arrows.
But not real ones.
Sure, they did.
A bow and arrow set?
This one went right through her. He shot it. Perfect shot. I don't know when Billy ever had archery training, but there
the
it was.
Mother Superior trained him on
Superior.
Robin Hood!
This is naughty. How we punish
Billy. Very naughty. He literally bow and arrow, Robin Hood shoots her, and she dies into this pile of snow, and he picks up the axe, and now he's loose in the town. Meanwhile,
on the loose,
Santa Claus on rampage with titties on the loose,
feeling so wild and free.
Just don't be naughty,
cause I'm gonna come get you.
Very naughty.
We'll work on the lyrics, but essentially, get where we're going with that.
So, arriving just a couple hours late to the party, the nun, the nice young nun.
Nice nun.
Shows up at the place and she sees everybody dead. Oh. And she knows it's Billy.
Naughty.
So right. She goes to the cops. Meanwhile, my favorite part is coming up. And we cut to some house in the middle of nowhere with a bunch of choir. And at this house, once again, we cut to a romantic scene of a couple making out, glossy, this time on a pool table.
Yes.
Very good. Comfortable.
Boobies. And coming at ya.
Show me them boobies.
And you slowly realize that she is babysitting a little girl.
Don't come down here.
1980s true.
Right.
A babysitter.
Babysitter. Who'd have thunk with the boyfriend over?
Ah, we've never seen that before.
Get off the babysitter.
So while they're making out, they're getting hot and heavy. And right before, you know, things were about to get real serious. Outside, they hear a jingle happening. And the girl, what was her name again?
Denise. I really hope so.
thinks, and she goes, oh, darn it. And he's like, what? The cat wants back in. And he's like, really? She's like, yeah. I have to stop this.
We have to stop.
The cat wants to come inside.
How do you know?
I heard a collar jingling at the door.
No sex for you.
I sent the kid to bed, and now I have to go get the cat.
My priorities shifted.
So Denise gets up and puts on her very warm, warm, sensible,
shortest of tight shorts. Daisy Dukes fringed. But what else did she put on?
Nothing else.
There is.
Naked, naked, naked.
So she, you guys, I'm not kidding.
Nothing else.
She just puts on these little Dukes and it's snowing outside, mind you.
Button.
Doesn't even bother putting her top back on. Just full titties out. She goes walking out.
Up the stairs.
And opens the front door. Mind you, carolers are probably still over there not singing the right words. And she opens it up just with her tits out.
Not
She's
even
like
a... Like
kitty?
Kitty.
But I think I see a nipple.
Like, that's how I answer my Postmates.
Hi. How much do I tip you?
I don't know. I usually keep it in my bra. Hold on, let me get it out of my tight pocket. Anyway, the cat really does come coming. Through.
A cat. Yeah, and she's like, you naughty boy.
Very naughty.
I don't remember how he...
She goes and the cat comes and again, instead of just being like, oh, the cat's inside, let me close it. I remember she leaves the door open a little too long. She's like, you're such a naughty cat.
And then he walks in.
Hold.
And there's Billy. Billy goes on his slashing, rampant,
dun dun dun.
And she's chasing, she's throwing, he's picking her up with her...
Fire tits. I'm just kidding, he doesn't...
Fire nipple.
Not the nipple.
The boyfriend hears nothing.
Nothing.
Because he turns on the music to drown out the carolers not singing the right song. And it's just... So apparently he's not hearing any of this. Neither is the child upstairs.
He can't hear me!
And how he kills her...
is another one of those, like, oh.
I call it Christmas decorating.
Me and Mom were decorating the tree.
And he picks her up and he sees this, what do you call those? Taxidermy
the heads.
Deer heads with the antlers on it.
Moose.
And he picks her up and he slowly brings her to it and just squishes her on it.
Yeah.
And hangs her like an ornament. Now she's dead and that leaves
tits
the
out.
Boyfriend down below. And he comes up and he's like...
What are you doing?
He's a keeper.
Denise, my boner's going down. So he goes upstairs to find Denise, and this is one of my favorite parts.
My finger points.
He goes upstairs, and Denise is clearly hanging right here, and the way they have this shot set up is he walks right in front of her, and he's like, Denise?
Where are you?
Where is she? Mind you, he walks totally in her, like, his peripheral. So he could clearly see her, but the director's probably like, act like you don't see her.
Truly blind!
Whatever you do,
you
don't know she's there. And then he does a slow turn around and sees her hanging up in the mall. And here comes Billy.
Santa!
Did he get thrown out the window?
He does get thrown out the window.
Okay.
He gets beaten around a couple times, put up a pretty good fight, and then gets eventually thrown out the window with glass sharded everywhere.
Sharded.
You would shart too.
I said, I know what that means.
You would shart too.
You would shart too if you knew that you were about to be sharted.
Glass shards all in him. And maybe a little shart in him. In his pants.
I remember a little girl comes. She goes, Santa? And he asks her if she has been good or naughty. And she's like, no, I've been good. And he's like, are you sure? And she's like,
or have you been naughty?
And she ends up convincing him that she has been good all year. And as a gift, instead of killing her, he gives her the box knife, the bloody box knife. And the kid's just like, Thanks.
Box cutter, the best-selling toy in 1984.
So now Billy's killed this couple. He's on the rampage. Cops know about it. The nuns know about it. Yes. The orphan knows about it. Now everybody's on that.
That's a funny story.
And everybody's on the lookout for a Santa Claus. Billy.
Hold on, before that one, he did two more killings.
Oh, the boys.
The boys.
The boys.
I want to grow up to be just like you.
It was like they were like, we don't have a high enough body count before we get to one of the best scenes ever at the orphanage.
And more deaths, Morbius. More murder.
Yeah, they added decapitation, and it's just, I don't know.
Yeah, they did, those two didn't need to happen, but it did.
I finally understand sledding.
Oh, God!
So, the orphanage is on high alert that Billy may be returning back to the orphanage to do his duty, you know, naughty, to find anybody who's naughty.
Very naughty.
And cops all get there, and somebody does arrive in a Santa Claus suit.
Ho, ho, ho.
And the cops all have their gun out, and the orphanage is all out, and the cops are like, freeze! Sir! Sir!
Hey, hold it!
And he's not freezing. The Santa kind of keeps coming at the kid with like a fucking candy cane. Yeah. And they're all freeze.
And it's not any kid. Ricky. Billy's the
younger brother. The baby.
The baby!
And Santa keeps going, so cops have to shoot him. So they shoot him. Bam, bam, bam. Thinking it's Billy because he's ignoring the calls of the cops. So they shoot him. Down goes Santa Claus in front of all the orphanage children. Merry Christmas.
Well, can we talk about how she brings him back in? So Santa's dead. Santa's just dead in front of Ricky. And Ricky's like, and then the nun goes, kids, come inside.
Oh my God. Children, inside. Hurry.
Santa. No one's crying. No one's panicked. They just saw Santa get
shot. Already
depressed. And they're like, well, let's go inside. That's what the nun said.
Captain, we got a problem here.
They slowly realize it's not Billy.
What?
That they just killed. Oh no, it happens to be...
It's Father O'Brien. He was our Santa this year.
And the nun is talking to the cop. And you can't make this shit up. It
it's the cop has got a phone call from another cop.
It's just like,
wait, he goes, well, he didn't stop when we asked him to. Sarah?
Oh, he's deaf.
Barnes wanted the guy to stop, Captain. He didn't respond.
Of course not. He's deaf. He couldn't hear it.
So basically, they shot a pastor, whatever his name is, and he happens to be deaf. They shot a deaf Santa Claus pastor.
That does it every year for the kids. And the thing is, the cops just went,
oops.
Because Mother Superior, who's now in a wheelchair.
Gotcha, bitch.
And the kids are just like, and we're singing a fun song. Because Mother Superior has her harmonica or her pitch pipe or whatever.
Well, yeah, they're trying to cheer up the children. So her way of doing that is by singing Christmas song. And I think it's Deck the Halls is the one she chooses. So.
Deck the Hall. And a one, and a two, and a three.
And then knock, 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 coming on the door.
Housekeeping.
Santa Claus.
And I believe it's his younger brother who sees him, right?
Yeah, he sees him, but I think it's one of the other little boys that goes and answers the door.
Open the door or I'm going to throw rocks through your windows, you dumb whore.
And they're like, no, don't answer it. Well, the kid answers it.
No, don't!
And brings Billy, dressed as Santa Claus, into the orphanage, and he's still on his rampage. Clearly, he's not over it now. What? He was about to kill
Mother Superior. She should have.
She needs to go.
Yeah. He was like, he just looked at her and he was like, naughty. No, because the axe was behind his back, I think. And then the good nun comes and she goes, oh! And like flips him over and she's like, Billy. Caresses his face.
He says one last quote or something like that. Then, like, you are all, you kids now are all safe from Santa Claus or something like
Santa's
that.
You're safe now.
And
he should have died.
He's dead!
But then the piece de resistance at the very, very, very end, because they clearly knew they had a winner on their hands with this script.
that.
And the final line was?
Ricky, looking angry, and then looking up at Mother Superior. Naughty.
Naughty.
And credits. Scene credits, 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 credits.
And some sweet warm at the door, whatever that song is.
Not sure. And that is...
Silent Night, Deadly Night. A.K.A. movie I made Sarah watch.
Well, thank heaven that's over.
A movie that has sequels upon sequels and a reboot.
God, why?
Gets worse.
Damn, that, yeah, it was a treat, so thank you for that Christmas horror movie. Classic, I guess, or cult classic. Cheers.
Ow.
Yeah, I don't like your attitude. Right, so that was our movie. Gabby, I think, as is tradition,
we should play
a game.
Do you want to play a game?
Yes. This time around, you guys, we are going to play the little game called Guess That Jingle. Jangle.
Ho, ho, ho.
So let me explain the game to not only you, but also our viewers, because you guys can play along too with us who are listening at home or either watching us on YouTube, yada, yada, yada. This game is Dylan. Let's cut Dylan over there. Hi, Dylan.
Hello.
Hi. Guys, this is Dylan Dixon, a.k.a. Theme Park Obsession. Go check him out on Instagram or on YouTube mm-hmm. if you would like theme parks and all that jazz. Dylan is over there with the laptop, and Dylan is going to randomly pick a Christmas movie song. And he's going to play it for about 10 seconds, and Gabby and I are going to have to guess said movie. You guys, if you can hear it yourselves, you guys can try to guess down below. Put it in like the little typing things down there and play typing along things. With us. Sound good, Gabby?
I'm ready.
How should we buzz in? Ding, ding. Jing, jing. Ding. Jingle.
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 Naughty. Naughty. Let's do naughty.
Very naughty.
Naughty. Okay. We're going to hit the naughty button, which is my knee.
And we're going to have bruises. Tomorrow we're like, why do we have bruises?
Walking into work. So. Punish. Damn it. I meant naughty.
Naughty. Oh. Naughty.
I lost it.
Very naughty.
Nope. Lupin's making his rounds.
So it's very exciting.
And I'm just going to do like Christmas-ish movies, like kind of horror-ish.
Sure.
Kind
of sure.
Yeah.
Horror-ish.
Horror-ish.
Naughty. That is Edward Scissorhands.
Yes.
Ding, 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 ding. I love
damn
that
it.
Track.
Yes. Okay, damn it.
One point for me.
Mother. Okay.
All right. Second round.
Like I said, jing, jang.
Jing, jang.
The jingo jags.
No, naughty. Yeah, ready. Naughty!
I'm so sorry to the microphone. Nightmare Before Christmas.
Correct.
Fuck.
Damn.
That was pretty good because like I only played a couple seconds of it.
Damn it.
It wasn't even like the main.
Are you guys getting this?
Yeah. That was good.
Put your answers down below if you guys can think of it too. Oh my god, this is nerve-wracking.
I know, I'm sweating.
Round three. All right,
Mama,
we're tied
my legs
right now.
Are sweating.
Mama needs a brand new car. Round three.
Fight.
Christmas vacation.
Yes.
Lamp Blue's Christmas vacation. I need to stop putting my foot up.
That is correct.
Shit. I'm so fucking pissed right now. We just fucking watched that too, and I'm all like this.
Yeah, did we all watch it here?
Yeah, we just fucking watched
it. Oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
it was like 2 days ago, 2 days.
Yeah,
two
I
days.
Watched it 2-3 days ago. Thanks for letting me know. I suck, Dylan. I was a quick burn, you know. Started off real strong. Got cocky.
We don't know. We'll find out. Round four.
Shit, naughty. That's Muppet's Christmas Carol.
Correct.
That is where Marley and Marley.
Oh. Hey, would you guys like to see us dressed as Marley and Marley one day?
Change.
With their frozen fingers. Round five.
Okay, round five. Naughty, I have to remember jingle jangle. Why don't I go fuck me? All right. Naughty, naughty!
That one might go to Gabby because I kind of heard her first.
It was Gabby.
Okay.
Why do I want to say Home Alone?
Correct. I wouldn't have guessed that. That was like
wow, adrenaline's kicking in.
I knew it too.
You guys getting this? You winning too with me?
Naughty, naughty, naughty. I shouted the movie out.
That is Elf.
Elf. Go to playback. I went, Elf.
Do you like how naughty. I'm going like, naughty, naughty, naughty?
She's going to side and I'm just like.
All aboard.
Hi.
Sarah.
Train?
When do I get it? Polar Express. Yeah. It's a fucking train, bitch.
Train.
It has Tom Hanks.
I don't know why I smelled my mic. I was like, surprise.
Naughty. It's the Charlie Brown Christmas.
I think we forgot that it's naughty. Now we're just hitting ourselves. We're like, whoever slapped did you hear first?
Rosie likes it. Hi, Rosie. All right,
so we got 4 for Sarah, 4 for Gabby.
Son of a...
This will be round 9.
Little Rosie in your little Grinch dress. Your Grinch dress. The fuck was that?
Strive for just the perfect quality.
Go, naughty, naughty,
naughty,
naughty.
God damn it.
I think it was Gabby. Gabby, what is that?
Is it Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer? No. Fuck.
Wrong.
Can I go? Santa Claus is coming to town.
Yeah.
There'll be no more toy makers to the king. It's the Burgermeister, Meister Burger. What round is this? Last round, round 10. Here we go. Players, listen in.
This way.
Naughty. Krampus?
No.
Damn.
Santa Sex Slave 7. Is this some of your club music? What the
hell? What is this? Naughty. Jingle jangle. Jangle all the way. Jingle all the way. Jingle jangles. The jingler jangler. What is it?
Santa Claus 2. The Santa Claus? When okay, so
that was the Santa Claus
is when he's going on the roofs,
oh,
and that other
wow.
one was the toy wow. party, the Christmas toy party.
I
we tied. We tied.
Okay, so now we're officially tied.
Okay, so we need a tie breaker, a bow tie breaker.
Nice.
Shit. You guys are gonna get it in 2.5 seconds.
Right. Watch, we don't get it.
Buzzer's ready.
Naughty. Where are you? How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
What's the song called?
Where Are You, Christmas?
By Faith Hill.
That's correct.
I don't get a point for that, but you I just felt if I said something.
Chicken dinner. I am the naughtiest of them all.
Very naughty.
Awesome. That was fun. Did you guys have fun? Thank you, Dylan.
Thank you, Dylan.
For being a part of that. But thank you guys so much for tuning in with us and even dealing with the dry spell that we gave you. Sorry about that.
Sorry.
I did not care for that.
It really, we just, you know, life.
Life happens. And it
kicked our asses.
It did.
2022, looking brighter.
So much better. But we also wanted to give you just one last little thing before mm-hmm. this terrible year. And hope that you guys have had a wonderful Christmas.
Merry Christmas!
Yes.
And we made it a little bit jollier, if not naughtier.
And a happy Hanukkah.
Happy Hanukkah. Happy whatever else. You're happy.
Happy holidays.
Merry
Christmas.
So we should see you guys in the new year.
And a happy new year.
And I hope to all see you then if you stick around with us for a little bit more of horror fun. So I am Pina Palmer.
And I'm Grim Grinning Gabby.
And we'll see you guys next time. See you, creatures.
Bye.
Bye.
Fucking attitude.